Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Time to take a review of college football week number one. The headline, NIL Money Talks. Yes, I'm laboring on this Labor Day Monday as we begin the month of September, and the Deep South is really looking forward to heat indices finally, hopefully retreating to less than 100 degrees every day as hurricane season looms for the Gulf Coast still for the month of September. The first full weekend of college football has concluded with only tonight's Bill Belichick Bowl remaining on the schedule. The legendary NFL coach will leave the University of North Carolina for the first time as the Tar Heels host TCU at 7 p.m. on ESPN. The visiting Horned Frogs are a surprising 3-point favorite in tonight's game. This first weekend of college football could be titled Cupcake Week, as most teams schedule lesser competition for their opening home game. The results over the weekend confirmed that, as 83% of the FBS or large division home teams won their first game. One of the biggest takeaways from this first weekend of college football has been from teams who have spent a large amount of money trying to lure new talent to their schools. And we're going to analyze that after discussing a few of the interesting stories from week number one of college football. Hooray! Two long losing streaks have finally come to an end. Congratulations to FCS member Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana. The Demons broke a 20-game losing streak on Thursday night to win their first football game since November 5, 2022, with a solid 20-10 win over the Alcorn State Braves of the Southwestern Athletic Conference. The 1-0 Demons will now have their work cut out for them this week, though, as they'll have to travel north to play Big Ten member Minnesota on Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. The 17-game losing streak of FBS member Kent State in Ohio also came to an end this weekend as well. The Golden Flashes capitalized on a 100-yard kickoff return with less than 6 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter to secure a 21-17 win over FCS member Merrimack University from North Andover, Massachusetts, which is just north of Boston. The Golden Flashes winning streak will likely come to a screeching halt, though, this week, as Kent State will visit number 23 in high-scoring Texas Tech on Saturday at 11 a.m. in Lubbock. The game will be nationally televised on TNT. Then there's the tale of two coaches. Late Saturday afternoon's game featuring Alabama traveling to Florida State may have saved one coach's career while adding tons of weight to the other one. Florida State coach Mike Norvell went 13-1 in 2023 as he garnered several Coach of the Year awards. University of Washington coach Kalen DeBoer also went 14-1 in that same year as his Huskies finished national runner-up to unbeaten Michigan. DeBoer surprised many, though, by accepting the job to become Nick Saban's replacement at the University of Alabama. Last year in 2024 saw Mike Norvell's Florida State team implode to a disastrous 2-10 season. Internet searches for the term Mike Norvell buyout dominated the last 10 months. And new Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer went 9-4 during his first season with the Crimson Tide as the team failed to reach the new 12-team college football playoffs. Oddsmakers installed Alabama as a 2-touchdown road favorite on Saturday to defeat Florida State. Well, that didn't happen. FSU spotted Bama an opening touchdown and then rolled to a convincing 31-17 win over the Crimson Tide, and Florida State opened the season 1-0. Now Google searches for Kalen DeBoer buyout are skyrocketing over the weekend. His contract would require, are you ready? A $69 million payment in order to terminate his 8-year deal after season number 2 ends. Our next story, Coach Brian Kelly finally gets a season-opening win at LSU. The person in charge of scheduling season-opening games for the LSU Tigers has made life quite difficult for Coach Brian Kelly. The head football coach for the Bayou Bengals is now in his fourth season in Baton Rouge. And season openers during his first 3 years came against Florida State, a 24-23 loss in New Orleans in 2022, They played Florida State again in 2023 in a 45-24 pummeling game in Orlando. And then last year, Southern Cal put a 27-20 defeat on LSU at Las Vegas. So Coach Kelly was 0-3 heading into Saturday night's visit to play number 4 Clemson in South Carolina. Who keeps doing this to this man? But LSU's solid 17-10 win on the road at Clemson may have been the most impressive win of the entire college football opening weekend. Coach Kelly's team was stocked with incoming transfer players, especially on the defensive side of the football. LSU's NIL spending was reportedly up to $18 million in the offseason. The Tigers' defense was a pleasant surprise, though, as they limited Clemson's running game to just 31 yards on 20 carries. Clemson's Heisman hopeful quarterback, Cade Klubnik, was relatively ineffective, too. He completed just 19 of 38 passes for 230 yards and had one interception on the night. LSU's running game helped the Louisiana Tigers dominate the time of possession, 37 minutes to just 23 for the homestanding Tigers of Clemson. Sophomore runner Caden Durham bounced off of Clemson tacklers all night long in rushing for 74 yards on 17 carries and one touchdown for LSU. Quarterback Garrett Nussmeier was accurate and efficient with 29 completions in 39 attempts for 230 yards and one touchdown in guiding the LSU offense to victory. The Tigers outscored the Clemson Tigers 14-0 in the pivotal second half of play. Clemson, now 0-1, has another home game coming this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. versus Sun Belt Conference member Troy. LSU, who's 1-0, will host their first home game of the football season on Saturday night against intrastate rival Louisiana Tech University with kickoff time at 6:30 p.m. Central in Baton Rouge. Our next story, the Texas Longhorns fall short in a 14-7 opening loss at Ohio State. Headline: Preseason rankings are worthless. The Texas Longhorns were given the mythical number one ranking before the first game had even been played this season. Texas went 13-3 last year and had advanced to the college football semifinal round. Highly touted redshirt sophomore quarterback Arch Manning from New Orleans would finally get his chance to guide the Horns this season. Defending national champion Ohio State, though, made life difficult for Manning's Texas teammates in taking a 14-7 win on Saturday in a defensive struggle. Manning completed 17 of 30 passes for just 170 yards and a touchdown, but one interception in the game. Texas, now 0-1, plays three straight home games against lesser competition as San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston all visit Austin during the month of September. The Horns will travel to play the Florida Gators on Saturday, October 4th in Gainesville. The Ohio State is now 1-0, and their schedule is also rather weak. FCS member Grambling State will visit this Saturday, with Mid-American Conference intrastate foe Ohio University coming to Columbus on the following weekend. Headline: Notre Dame, as usual, was overrated. What a surprise, huh? Sunday night's number 6 Notre Dame at number 10 Miami of Florida game featured former University of Georgia quarterback Carson Beck making his debut for the Hurricanes. Miami dominated much of the game with Beck completing 20 of 31 passes for 201 yards and two touchdowns. Highly touted Notre Dame freshman quarterback CJ Carr played well at times as he went 19 of 31 for 221 yards and two touchdowns. Unfortunately, Carr had a very untimely fourth quarter interception. The Fighting Irish rallied in the fourth quarter with two scores to tie the game at 24 apiece, but Miami kicked a late field goal to take a 27-24 win. Miami is now 1-0 and flashed a few brilliant offensive and defensive plays on Sunday night. The Canes are going to host FCS member Bethune-Cookman this week, and then the red-hot South Florida Bulls come to town. Miami will then play a fourth straight home game against the University of Florida Gators coming up on Saturday, September the 20th. Notre Dame, now 0-1, takes the week off before traveling to College Station to play the Texas A&M Aggies on Saturday, September 13th. That game will be at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on NBC. Who scheduled this for Notre Dame? Those are two tough games. Final observation, some of the NIL money does appear to have been well spent this week. The LSU Tigers spent up to $18 million in NIL loot primarily to improve their defense. Well, a 17-10 win at Clemson on Saturday night confirmed that LSU's investment is paying dividends at least through week one. Miami Hurricanes quarterback Carson Beck decided against entering the NFL after three seasons with the Georgia Bulldogs. Instead, he accepted about $4 million worth of NIL incentives to come transfer and play his final season of eligibility at the University of Miami. A 27-24 win over Notre Dame on Sunday night advanced Miami to 1-0. University of Michigan NIL bonus baby quarterback Bryce Underwood appears to be off to a good start with a 34-17 win over New Mexico on Saturday. Underwood completed 21 of 31 passes on the day for 251 yards and one touchdown in the win. He reportedly was offered about $12 million worth of NIL loot to forego signing with LSU and come play for the Michigan Wolverines. Ohio State's $4 million NIL deal with wide receiver Jeremiah Smith resulted in 6 catches for 43 yards in OSU's 14-7 win over Texas on Saturday. His excellent performance, though, during the 2024 season has every defense paying much closer attention to his pass receiving routes this year. Texas quarterback Arch Manning's nearly $7 million worth of NIL money may or may not have proven to be a good investment for the Longhorns. Losing a close game at the home stadium of the defending national champion Ohio State was not very surprising. Manning, though, needs to up his mental game over the next month in preparation for SEC conference play. And Florida State spent a reported $12 million on NIL incentives for transfer players in the offseason. And the Seminoles' 31-17 trouncing of Alabama on Saturday will entice more Florida State fans to donate some money into the NIL collective kitty in the coming week. Like it or not, welcome to the new world of college football. I'm Swamp Swamy.